Hi, readers. I'm Katie.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are bookish like that. And I nearly could not remember my name. I know.
What's your deal with your name?
I don't know. I stuttered today. I've been...
Good day to record. It's all the popcorn.
I promise I'm not drunk. No, but what we did do here is go see Where the Crawdads Sing. We just got back. It was so good.
It was very good.
Ugh, beautiful movie.
I know, but my thing is it could have been almost prettier.
Oh, see, I thought it was gorgeous.
Prettier.
I thought the whole thing was gorgeous.
I mean, they did it well. It wasn't like...
No, the trees with the moss.
Could have been more, though.
Oh, no, I thought it was perfect.
There wasn't a whole lot of nature.
So, I'm doing a book that I am never going to forget, almost in a bad way.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
It's not a good book.
It's not that it's not a good book. Because it's, like, well-written and whatnot. It's the darkest book I've ever read.
I'm glad I didn't read it.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't. You wouldn't have.
No, probably not.
I finished it because I had to for this.
Well, and you always finish books.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Most of the time. And this one, so I know that there is a second one.
You're not going to do it.
I skipped the first half of the second book because it was too much for me.
How so?
I will get there.
Okay.
But it was really bad. Okay, so the book that I read was supposed... Well, I mean, like, it is smut. But it's...
Oh, really?
Dark, dark smut. It's called Haunting Adeline.
Let me look it up.
Okay, yeah, look it up. So this is interesting in the sense that instead of, like, you know how, like, a back and forth book will have the girl's name and the guy's name?
And you get both perspectives?
Yes. So this has the same concept, only when it's her side of the story, it's called the manipulator. When it's his side of the story, it's called the shadow. So she's the manipulator and he's the shadow, right?
Okay.
So this girl, Adeline, is our main chick, right? She has a dark family history and whatnot. And there's this gothic house that was left to her by her grandma. Her grandma grew up in the house, but her great-grandma died in the house. Got murdered in the house.
Oh, jeez.
And so her mom is constantly like, you don't need to be here. There was a murder. This house has a dark energy. I don't like it.
Yeah. It was almost cool. And then somebody got murdered.
Well, the girl is like, Adeline is like, you know, I don't really care, though. You know, I'm fine. I was in this house so much as a child. I feel like I'm at home here. I feel like I'm at, like, way closer to my grandma here, who she was very close to.
The one that got murdered? Or
no, her oh, okay. the grandma's mom got murdered. So her great-grandma
got
murdered. Well...
That's fine. Huh?
So she moves in. We learn that she is a author. And so she writes books. And so that living in this creepy house kind of is fun for her because she writes books and she lives in a make-believe world all the time. And she's like, I can handle this. That's fine. And also she likes dark and creepy things.
Yeah.
Like she loves the haunted house.
Yeah.
She loves, like, the ghost stories. Like, she, like, scary movies are her favorite. She enjoys that kind of thrill.
I like some of those things to a point, but I don't want to live in one.
Well, she does. Like, okay. That doesn't bother her. She's fine with it. Well, it comes to find out that her grandma, or not her grandma, her great-grandma left a diary, and she found it as she was, like, redoing the house. And her great-grandma had a stalker.
Is that who killed her?
We don't know. So,
we
like,
don't know.
As the book is going on and we get snippets of the diary, she is trying to figure out who killed her great-grandma.
Okay.
So, when she...
And this is a smut.
Yes.
Sexy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's kind of hard to explain because there's so many stories in one.
Yeah, lots of stories.
Yes. Yeah, so, in her side right here, she knows that her great-grandma was murdered in this house, right? She finds the diary, and she's like, and they never found the murderer. Okay. They suspected the husband, but it turns out he had a solid alibi. He wasn't even home when it happened.
Okay.
So she feels like she needs to have closure for her great-grandma. Like, she needs to serve justice for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she almost becomes obsessed with this. Well, as she's reading the diary, the grandma keeps saying things like, I saw him standing outside my window today. He doesn't come close, but I just see his silhouette. I know he's there. I told my husband, John, but he doesn't believe me.
Ooh.
Right?
Creepy.
And so that's where we're at with the grandma and her stalker. Well, as she is, our girl Adeline is at a book signing for her new book, and it happens to be a local book signing, so she doesn't have to travel far. Well, here comes this guy, sees her, and we don't know who it is, but she sees him too, and so she smiles at him and goes on. Well, then we cut forth to the shadow. So this is the guy's point of view. Ooh, this is where it gets kind of creepy to me.
The shadow.
He's not a ghost.
Okay.
So he, calm down. So he,
pervert. No.
He is labeled the shadow because he ends up being a stalker too.
So it's mirroring what she had happened?
Yeah. Kinda? It's okay. She feels.
Her grandma?
Yeah, her great grandma. And yeah. So this guy, it's a weirdness though, because you get on his side. Even though he's a stalker.
Really?
That's what this author does. It's a mind fuck. Yeah. Because, like, you're like, no way. So, anyways, let's go into his story. His name is Z, and he is a hacker. But what he does is he has this organization that infiltrates sex trafficking rings. And so he'll find out where they are. Him and his team will go inside and, you know, get rid of the sex traffickers and take the children and, like, find their where they came from,
okay,
and return them back. So, like, that's a good deed, mm-hmm. right? And every once in a while, he'll find a circle that needs to be infiltrated. Like, he has to pretend like he is
yeah.
seedy. So they invite him to the parties, yeah. and then he'll, like,
gets inside information. Yeah.
And yeah. then he'll signal his guys, like, I've got the kid, come, and yeah. they'll arrest. So, like, he does good work. He happens to just see this woman at a book signing, and he was like, she looked at me, and that was it. I became obsessed. And so he starts stalking her. Well, he starts leaving roses without the thorn, just about. So she'll be going on about her day, and, like, she'll go to the bathroom and then come downstairs and see that there is a rose on the counter. So,
inside?
Yeah. So while she was in the
bathroom. That's too far, man. Yeah. Like, the front step is almost too far.
No. So she'll be like, how did Rose get there?
Oh, that would be so scary.
At first, she thinks it's a ghost.
Yeah.
Like, leaving her roses.
Ghost.
Yeah. And yeah. so she's like, what is this? Like, what does this mean? And then she starts noticing, as time goes on, that there was, like, a whiskey, like, her and her friend are unpacking in the upstairs, and there's a whiskey glass on the counter.
No, I don't like it.
Yeah, on the counter.
I don't like it if it's a ghost or a real guy. Either
so,
way.
So, as this is going on, the grandma is saying in her, or the great grandma is saying in her diary, like, you know, I don't know how to tell my people that there's this man here. Like, do I say hello to him?
So they've got, like, a family curse on this.
Yes. And so the girl is like, oh my God, my great grandma had a stalker.
I believe in that kind of
and
thing.
And now
sometimes
I have a stalker too.
It's like you inherit situations almost.
Right. So.
You're like, yeah, okay.
I mean, I do believe that too. I do believe in that too. But I also think.
What are the chances?
Yeah, that you would inherit your stalking curse. I don't know. Also, I'm not that fun, man. You'd be very bored stalking me.
I'm not that bewitching to where you're like, I need to stalk
her. I'm also not.
She drinks a lot of sleepy time tea.
Yeah, I am also not that bewitching. And also, it's hard to stalk somebody that never leaves their home.
You know? Man, she wears those ugly $4 slippers a lot.
Yeah. Are those yoga mats on her feet? That's what your stalker says.
I washed these.
You did not wear those to the movies.
No.
Okay.
They would have got wet.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, now we are... Where did I leave off? The grandma's saying that she has a stalker, right?
No. The grandma said she had a stalker, and then you said he leaves roses and whiskey glasses, and her friend what?
Okay, so...
Her friend are like, what the hell?
Well, so she finally tells her friend. Her friend also works for this... Her friend keeps her job private, but she's a hacker too. And she knows that her friend does something with surveillance, right? But her friend has this high profile job that she can't say what it is. So her friend ends up hiring a security team to put cameras and whatnot about her house. At least
people are believing her.
Well, her friend is. She hasn't told her mom because her mom is overbearing and doesn't want her living with a ghost.
Yes. Well, yeah. Yeah, she's already like, don't live there. And now you have roses showing up.
And a stalker.
Somebody's drinking in your house.
So the friend is like, I'm scared for you. Like, we need to do something about this, right? The Adeline convinces her friend that she's fine. It's just a little light stalking. She hasn't even seen the guy. Well, eventually,
I'd rather see him.
She starts. So one night she's standing outside, or she's like, looks out her window and she sees the silhouette of a person.
Just like Grandma's Diary.
Yeah, in the like the tree line. And so then she like closes her blinds and is like,
ugh. I think I might actually yell out the window, what are you doing?
It is nighttime.
There are better people to stop.
Well, he sends her a package and it's roses. And in the note that it says, I'll be seeing you soon.
No, you won't, bitch.
So that has
her. I like brownies better.
So there is one part where we're not quite there yet.
I mean, if you were sending me brownies, I'd be like, okay.
There is one part.
I really needed a sweet.
There's one part where she confronts him, and I really thought, like, tell him to bring you, like, a pizza next time.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like, he was leaving me roses.
I might fall in love with you if you brought me.
If you brought me some pizza.
A brownie when I was having a sweet.
That's all it takes. So, in the meanwhile, we flash back to the shadow guy, the Zeev character. God. And he
Grandma's?
No, like, her stalker, his name is Z.
Oh,
he
says, his point of view.
Yes. So, he is at this, I don't know what you would call it, but he's rescuing the children again, right?
Yeah, but he should know what creepers look like.
So, he said, in this point of view, you know, somebody's, like, asking him, and he's like, you know, he doesn't really have a reason for it other than he just...
You know, sometimes when people see bad, like, the worst of the worst, they think, oh...
I'm not that bad.
I'm not that bad.
Yeah, that's true.
What I'm doing is not that bad.
Well, her friend Daya convinces her to go out of the house. You know, she's like, you need to get away from this house for a second. Like, this is absolutely insane. So she ends up taking her to a club. Well, while they're in this club, she meets a very handsome man, and his name is Arch. And Arch stands for like this really long name that he was like, my name is blah, 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 but people call me Arch. And she was like, oh, I like that. He's laid back because he doesn't go by his formal name. So him and they're talking, they're chatting. She decides to bring him home because why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, while they are fooling around, she takes him, well, first, like, she brings him home. She's showing him the house. She has this, like, sunroom that she is fully glass, and she can see the stars from inside.
Oh,
well, he starts fooling around with her, and in her mind, she's thinking, you can't do this here because the stalker is outside. He's going to see. I don't want him to.
Oh, that's so creepy. You're making me scared.
She was like, it gets worse.
I'm so
she
scared.
Is like, I don't want to watch. I don't want him watching. And then she's like, you know what? Maybe I fucking do want
like
him
that.
To watch.
I don't want anybody to watch.
Maybe. Well, she's thinking, like, maybe I do want him to watch. No. Like, get over me. I'm over you. You're trash. Well, while they're fooling around, a knock, like a bang, goes on her front door. And so the Arch fellow, he's like, were you expecting company? And she's like, no. So he's like, hero. He's like, stay here. If things go south, call the police. And takes a gun that was in the back of his pants.
I would be like, excuse me, we were fooling around.
He goes outside.
Something could have happened. Shoot you in the ass.
We know a guy. So anyways. So he goes outside. Well, she's standing there, like, at the door, like, is he coming? Like, it's been kind of long. Like, what? Where is this guy? Turns out he gone.
What?
He gone. The stalker got him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and so, before
that's so scary.
Before that, while she was at the club, While she was at the club, she gets a text from an anonymous number. He's a hacker.
Oh, he's a hacker,
and
yeah.
said, like, if that man touches you one more time, I will send his hands to you in the mail. I will deliver his hands to you.
Romantic.
So
he's failing.
So she was like,
you can't take back that. You can't be like someday at your wedding, be like, oh yeah,
I knew I had you when you delivered those hams to my front porch.
Threatened me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so now she's like, oh sweet Jesus, he's going to get his hands cut off. And so she calls the police, right? The police get there. And before the police get there, she had been making, like, 911 calls. Like, there's a man in the woods. Oh, somebody was in my house. So they have reports. Now. Well, when the police get there, she mentions to them, like, hey, like, I've mentioned in my police reports that somebody has been here. And the police officer looks at her and goes, there are no records of you calling the police ever. So he has hacked into their system and gotten rid of her report. But while the police are there,
this is a really bad stalker, because he could just follow you forever. Like, where are you gonna go?
And so
he'll find you.
You just gotta change. Well, you can't even change your name.
No,
he'll find you. Yeah,
he could change your name.
You gotta fall in love with him, I guess.
Option, man. Did he ever even try?
No, that's what I said. Liked him? That's she says that. Why couldn't you have said hello?
Yeah.
When she confronts him at later,
I think that would be one of the worst parts is that you don't even know what this guy looks like. Does she even know what he looks
Not
like?
Not yet.
What if we're attracted to each other? It could have worked out.
Well, he says this is who at the end. I'll jump around. He says when she confronts him and is like, "Why couldn't you have said hello? Why couldn't this have been normal?" He says, because I do dark, scary shit. This is who I am. Had I said hello and courted you, you would have fallen in love with a fake version of me that I give the pedophiles to get into their ring. And so, like, in his mind, he's like, nope, this is me. I do dark, scary shit. I get what I want, and that's that.
What do you mean?
Because he's like,
you're a normal human being with the pedophiles?
No, he's saying,
and
like,
you're gonna hide that from the pedos. A real creeper with you?
I don't know. But anyways, so
what kind of logic? You're right. We never could have fallen in love.
Anyways, so
sick son of a bitch.
While the police are there, all of the things that you are saying are things that I said while reading this book.
That doesn't make any sense.
I remember sitting.
And was she like, okay.
Well, so it gets really.
I get it.
No, it gets really bad.
I wish sometimes a character would be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
So it gets really bad. There was a time when I got to some.
Were you scared?
No, but there were times when I got stuck on some parts on the couch where I was like cracking my
sexual?
Neck. No, okay. Like just like
creepy?
Well, because he brings down pedophiles, so like that's in there.
I don't want that.
No, not the action, like just that it just brought it to your mind that people are that,
yeah,
you know.
I know, I don't like that either.
So
but I mean we need them, but it's still
so it just brought it to
life.
Our mind
we
that
need
that
the
happens
people taking them down, but
right,
what a horrible life that would be though.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it just reminded you that they're out there. Like,
yeah.
The pedophiles are out there. And so then that
yeah,
was,
so
like,
hard
to.
Yeah, so then you've got that in your mind. And then this is supposed to be a sexy book?
Well, I think that it was supposed to be, like, a little bit of both. Like, hey, watch. Because, like, it is a cautionary. Like, you are.
Yeah.
Like, I have started to be, like, a little bit more vigilant.
Yeah. Well,
because, and he even says, like, in his book, like, this mom did everything right. Except for this.
Yeah, that one time.
You know, and so then it is kind of like, oh my God. You know, like, she went, like, one of the little girls that got taken was at a soccer game. Her mom said, sit on the bleachers when the game is done. I'm going to go get a snack. If your game finishes before I get back, just wait for me.
Yeah.
That seems like, that seems so reasonable. And then she was gone. So, like, just things like that. It just made it a little bit more. But anyways, back to my storytelling. So, the cops are there at her door talking to her, and she tells them the name of the guy that she had over. The cop tells her that her stalker might have done her a favor because the guy that she had over was attached to the mob. And he had
the worst
I know, she has bad taste in men. He had beaten his wife so badly, she was unrecognizable and her face will never be the same. And he also had another count of physical abuse for another girl that he hooked up with, right? So she's like, well, I'm glad we didn't go
you
further.
Know, and that's the thing, like, there's many factors to yeah. not having one night stands.
Yeah.
You know, and it, a lot of people want to believe, oh, you're a prude or you don't want... Well, they could murder you
so
or beat the shit out of you.
This is when you start to kind of switch gears with the stalker, I think, because he's doing some horrible things, but the author did such a good job of making him witty.
Yeah.
That you're kind of, you like find yourself chuckling a little bit. And then like that's how they creep into you. Like it was just good storytelling. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, like logically you shouldn't like him.
Yes, but you do. Yes. Yeah. And this is when it starts to change.
Start to get your Stockholm syndrome.
Yes. But this chapter right here is when that happens. So okay. He has got Archiekins, right?
Huh?
He's got oh. Archie. I called him Archiekins. Like Riverdale.
Yeah.
He has gotten
it's
Archie.
Like an Archibald is well, what I thought his name was.
He is, you know, has him tied up in the back of the car, yada, 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 taking him to his...
Does he know what kind of guy he is?
Yes.
That's why he did this?
Yes.
Okay.
And so he is taking him in, and there happens to be another dead body. Like, he goes He goes into his house.
I hate when that happens.
And there is a dead body on the table. Yeah, so when he throws Arch... on the table, Arch sees the dead body, and he's like, I know, I've got a lot of bodies to dispose of tonight.
Yeah, it's one of those
ignore
nights.
Me. He says that. It's one of those nights. And so then Arch is like, what do you want?
You
like,
know, I mean, we like True Blood. They murdered people like nobody's business.
Yeah.
You know? People loved Dexter.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally what he did. You
right.
know, I never watched.
But he killed the bad guys, too.
Yeah. Well, that was too gross. But, like, people love those kind of people.
Yeah.
Sometimes. People love outlaws, too, you know? People love Bonnie and Clyde. Oh, we're like Bonnie and Clyde?
I think people like Clyde. They didn't like Bonnie.
They went around killing people. What do you mean we're
Bonnie,
like Bonnie and Clyde?
Bonnie killed people. Clyde tried not to.
I don't know.
Bonnie was insane.
I don't feel like you knew Clyde as well as me.
I don't think you know Bonnie as well as you think you do.
I don't want to be like Bonnie and Clyde.
No. Okay? No, me either.
I don't really want to be like any of them, you know? But people love them.
But anyways, so he is torturing this guy and telling him, like, you abuse women for fun. You think it's fun. And Arch says something along the lines of, they love it.
Oh, no, they don't.
So, yeah. And so
one of those.
Then this guy, the Z character, loses his shit kind of because he is like, no one... loves being abused.
Yeah,
and then
you
know.
See?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And then
who's
he does
this other
it.
Person? Do we find out? The other
just a pedophile. Okay. He's like, oh, ignore him. He likes to torture children. So he's dead. And he's just so casual about it. He's like, I know. Ignore him. I'm going to dispose of you at the same time because that just makes my time cleaner.
Yeah.
Well, and then he tells him, like, I figured it'd be easier to dispose of y'all at the same time to make my life easier.
See?
And so he's telling...
He's a planner.
Well, he's telling Arch this. Yeah. And Arch is like... Like, his eyes are getting...
Yeah, because now
really
he realizes
yeah.
he's dying.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no getting out of here. Well, anyways, so...
Arch doesn't make it.
No, he doesn't. He dies.
That's all right.
And you know who gets a package of hands?
Oh my god, he does
he
it.
Sends the package of hands to her.
And this guy's just giving up on life. He's like, fuck it. Come all in, man.
He sends her a package of hands. I should have given you a warning. This trigger warnings.
Yeah.
Trigger warnings.
You don't like getting packages of hands.
Well, not just that, but like...
Yeah.
From here
pedophile.
On... But yeah, but that gets worse. So
okay.
like...
Yeah.
If from
you
here on out,
in the car, don't be listening.
No, like just in general, like if any sort of triggers, proceed
and
to
don't
the
read this book.
No,
this is not the book for.
But also proceed.
I'm not gonna read it.
Caution. Okay. Anyways, so she gets her hands mailed to her, and her friend is like, I'll take care of this for you. I don't want you to touch it. You know, don't mind that, you know.
Oh my gosh, how do you get out of this situation?
So, I don't know.
What does she do?
So So her friends get rid of the hands. And she also tells her friend.
Did they call the cops or anything?
No, because he says, you call the cops again. Anyways.
More hands?
No. Okay, so he sends her a text message and says, while I enjoy punishing you for every time you call the police, let's hold off this time.
What do you mean?
Wouldn't want to have to hurt them next. So
he just said women don't like being hurt. No. And now you're punishing her. Fuck you, man.
I wouldn't call that pun. Oh, yeah. Well, he means sexually. You know? Punish you.
Okay, well, you're fine, but Archie isn't. Okay.
Well, I'm not into the punish
kink
anyways, so like that's not for me.
I'm not into any, like, you can't even act like you are smarter than me. I'll be like, bitch, shut the fuck up.
I know my letters.
I kind of anchored you on that one. That is not a turn on.
Okay.
Pissed me off like nobody's business.
So now this guy is getting a little bit more brazen. Right? Sending her hands and whatnot.
And he's losing it.
Sending her...
some help.
Sending her text messages. And also, in her great-grandma's diaries, she's saying that the stalker is coming closer and closer to her, too. And so this girl is like...
She's like, I'm losing it.
But...
Probably, huh? She thinks she's going crazy?
No. And so the grandma is saying, like, he...
What's her response?
To what?
This. Just stating the facts. I hate when books are like that. When they're like, oh, and then I got the hands.
She's freaking out. She's freaking out. She's pacing.
Going on to the next one.
No.
I hate when they're like,
I'm going quickly. But she has all the emotions that she should have when it comes to a stalker. Like, she's panicking.
Scary.
Yeah.
And so it makes it scarier.
Yes. Yeah. She's like, what the hell? What the hell?
What am I going to do?
She's locking the door. She's, like, not sleeping. She's doing all the things that you would do when you have a stalker. She's behaving appropriately.
Okay. Well, that's helpful.
Yes. And then... yeah. Well, then... It just... Okay, so let's just fast forward for a little bit.
Yeah.
She's looking into her grandma's... or great-grandma's murder... hardcore, because now she feels like a connection with her, because now she has a stalker too, and she wants to know if her grandma fell in love with her stalker or if her stalker murdered her.
Yeah, and how?
Because she,
how am I gonna die?
Well, and she feels like whatever her grandma's fate was is hers too.
Yeah, because it's two mirror.
But her grandma died either way. So was it by the hands of like a lover or a jilted husband or a neighbor or a stalker, you know? So she is...
What should she be scared of?
She is going down the rabbit hole with the great-grandma's story and, like, looking up records, doing all these things, trying to find out
how they're connected. Well, it's like her way of having some sort of control.
She doesn't
have
I think
any
so
control
too.
Of this
yeah.
situation.
So then we get... to a part where her friend is telling her, like, have you turned on the news lately? And she's like, no. Z did not just kill Arch. He took out his entire family.
What?
Yeah.
What did they do?
Well, they were gangsters. So there was, like, some drugs there, too. But also, he didn't want the family to find out that she had a stalker. Because then the mob would blame her for Arch's death. Because you had a stalker and you brought our son there and that's your fault.
Okay.
So he, in order to save her, wipes out his whole family. Like, and not women and children, but like the men.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we sure he's a hacker, a stalker, and a master exterminator?
Well.
Of the mob?
I think that
he's not just some nerd in the basement, I guess, huh?
Well, I finished the book. He's doing it. In his part of the story, he is getting people, you know? But, So her friend is like, you know the stalker killed them, right? And she's like, yeah, I know. And she was like, okay, just so we're clear, just so everyone's on the same page, her friend is on the same page, she's like, I want you to know that the stalker did this. And Adeline is like, yes, I'm aware. Well, as this is going on, I'm going to jump forward a little bit.
Is she ever like, how can I talk to this guy?
Well,
he never tries to talk to her or anything. Does she, like, call him on the phone because he texts her?
No. That's what I'm skipping forward to. So, he ends up getting... This is when it gets really, really nasty. Trigger warning. Like, if you have all the warnings right here, because this is horrible. This is the most horrific thing I've ever read in a book.
Jesus. I don't want
to find out. Okay, well, you're going to know. Okay, so he protects children, right? He gets a phone call in the middle of the night, and it's his friend. And his friend tells him, like, you need to watch this video. There's a cult here, and they're attacking children. And so he's like, send me the video. He watches the video. He sees them torture this little boy. And I'm not going to say how.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the little boy didn't make it. And he now has taken, he's like, they're all going to die. I'm going to kill all of them that hurt that little boy.
Yeah.
And he needs to do it before they initiate, because it was an initiation ritual. And he needs to join this inner circle before the next initiation so he can protect the next kid and all the other kids, because apparently this is a huge ring of disgusting people, right? And so he's like, okay, that's my new life's mission. But because that's going on, he also then has like a, you gotta take, I don't know how to say it, but anyways, so that's his new mission. So that's where the story is going on his side, is he's trying to make this girl fall in love with him through stalking. And also he's trying to infiltrate this giant ring. Well, she happens to notice that now he's not just standing in the tree line. Now he's coming closer and closer to the house, but his hood is pulled down over his face. So she can't see what he looks like, just that he has like a strong jaw and that he's bigger than what she thought he was initially going to be. And now she's like, well, I can't fight him. He's way bigger than I thought he was. Shoot. Well, he's getting closer and closer.
Finally, like every night?
Every time she sees him, he's okay. A little closer. And one night she like mouths something to him like, what? What? Through the window. And he just like smiles at her. Ooh. That would creep me the fuck out. Like I would be like, oh my God. So one night she loses it. And she sees that he's out there, and she loses her mind. And she barges out there, and she's like, what the fuck do you want from me, stalker? What the fuck do you want? And, like, unleashes on him. And he just, like, and she's, like, hitting his chest, and he's just looking down at her. She still can't see his face. I would have ripped that hood back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
So you look...
I don't know what I would have done.
You look terrified. So...
That's scary.
Anyways, so he...
Is it him?
It is him.
Okay. I was thinking, that's the ghost.
No. So he is like, we'll talk again soon, essentially.
No, bitch. And I am so tired of waiting.
So.
Oh, that would make me mad. Well, what? You're here now. Who are you? And why? I hate when they do that in movies and.
Hold on. Okay, so now I'm going to go ahead and skip forward. Now the time has come where they're finally going to meet, right? Face to face.
Why?
And it... What do you mean, why?
What do they have decided this? Or he's decided this?
He's decided. It's time. Okay. So she is in her room. She has this, like, sick feeling that she needs to, you know, like, be alert. And she turns around and the stalker is there. In her bedroom with her.
Oh, God.
And so she is like, what do you want from me? You know, all these jazz. Finally, he shows her his face, and he's very handsome.
Oh, good.
And that. And so she was like, and that's when she was like, he's totally fucking handsome. Like, why couldn't he just come say hello to me, you idiot? And so he tells her, well, let's play a game. If you will play hide and seek, and if I find you... I get to do stuff for you. If you, I don't find you, I get to do stuff to you. If I don't,
30 things?
Yeah. Oh, okay. If I don't find you, then you're fine. So she hides.
Oh well, my God, this is like torture.
Naturally, he finds her and they fool around. But instead of being like, no, this is the worst, like she should, she's like, I don't know. I kind of liked it.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, so now he finds this guy who's, it's his point of view now. He's very high in, he's into children, the guy that he's talking to. Mm. And the guy is like, let's go to lunch. So, he sees, Z sees Adeline is at a restaurant. And now he also sees that this creeper is trying to go to the same restaurant that she's at just by accident. You know, the horrible timing. So when they get to the restaurant, something occurs in her direction that makes the creepo, I think his name is Mark, look over and notice her. So he picks up his phone, takes a picture, and is going to send it to, like, his kidnappers to get her, you know? But Z is there. So Z slams down his hand on his phone and he is like, whoever you're sending that to, don't. And he was like, why? And he's like, that's my girl and I'll kill you. And the guy was like, oh, I didn't know it was your girl, yada, 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 and all this jazz. Well, he's like, introduce me. So now Z is like, shit. Oh, God. So he walks over to Adeline, and while she's sitting there, she sees, and of course she's scared, because, like, there's your stalker that just sex tortured you a couple nights ago. And instead of being like, help, like a normal person, she plays along with being his girlfriend.
Oh, man.
So he, I don't know why she does it, but she does. But then she gets mad and is like, I'm leaving. But Mark says that he knew her great-grandma.
What?
Yeah.
How
like
old's Mark?
He is old enough where he was a kid when she was murdered. His dad was the police officer on the case. Oh, and so she was like, that piqued her interest. And so she's like, do you know any information? Yada, yada. You know, like asking him. And he was like, yeah, I do have some, you know, like I'd love to tell you I'm having a party. Why don't y'all come? And so the only way she gets to go to the party, though, is if Z takes her. Because, like, Z was invited. So she strikes up a deal with him, like, you're going to take me to that party. I'm going to get answers about my great-grandma, and then you're going to leave me alone. Mm-hmm. He was like, I'll take you to the party. You'll get answers about your great-grandma, but I'm not going to leave you alone. And she is like, fine, whatever.
Fine, we got a relationship now.
So she goes with him. And while she's there, Mark tells her that great-grandma was beautiful, but at the end, her great-grandpa was, like, getting, muttering things about, like, how she's seeing men. I've never seen a man, but she says that she sees men. She must be having an affair and, you know, all these things. And he was like, and then I've also know that my dad and him had a falling out at the end of their marriage. And then when my dad got put on your great-grandma's case, my dad was distraught. So he was like, okay. And he also says that the guy who was the stalker was a man named Ronaldo.
So there was a stalker.
There was a stalker for great-grandma.
Okay.
And so,
so it's looking like grandpa did it.
Maybe. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's looking that way. Well, anyway, so that's over. Whatnot. Skip to the end-ish. Adeline and her friend go to a haunted house, festival, you know?
She hasn't had enough scares.
No, she hasn't. She goes to a haunted house festival, right? While she is there, Z learns that Mark and a couple of his other friends are also there to kidnap kids and Adeline.
Oh.
So he takes care of Mark and them. But while he's there, this little girl, who's actually not a little girl, but she's dressed like a little girl, like a doll house, like they think she is working at the haunted house. She shows up and she is like, I can smell evil. And you're following these two women, but you don't smell evil. And he was like, I'm protecting those two women. I'm not evil. But those men are. And it turns out that her name is Sybil, and she's a little crazy. And she sees henchmen. She calls them their henchmen.
Okay.
But no one else can see them. They're in her head. She's got 25 henchmen.
Yes, she does.
So she helps Z kill the pedophiles because she can smell evil.
Now he has a sidekick, huh?
Yes. Well, and it turns out that she was abused as a child. She grew up in a cult. The dad was nasty. Did things to his daughters that he shouldn't have. And so that's what she says. She's like, I can smell when men are wrong. When people are wrong.
Yeah.
You know? And it almost breaks your heart for this girl because, like, ugh. You know?
She's losing it because of
somebody else's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so she is saved. Then it comes to the end. I'm going to go ahead and skip to the end because this is a heavy book. Z gets invited to the ritual with the kids, right?
Mm.
It turns out that the ritual ends up being like a ruse.
Uh-oh.
Like a setup.
Like they know.
Like they know he's coming and they did it to set him up. Luckily, he ended up getting the kid out in time, so she wasn't hurt. But a lot of other people, like himself and his crew, a lot of them got hurt in the making. But the kid was fine.
Hmm.
Well, while they had him distracted, they kidnapped Adeline.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And that's
how it ends?
That's how it ends.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's too dark.
It was very dark. It was the darkest book I've ever read in my entire life. And I didn't even go into
And we into can't the handle stuff. Things with kids.
No, I couldn't. There were times where I cried. I legit cried. But I will say there was this one really sweet part where this little girl is talking to him. You know, he just rescued her from a dinner party. And he made her sit in his lap and he whispered, like, don't be afraid. Like, I'm going to get you out of here. You're going to be okay. Just sit in my lap, okay? And she, like, doesn't say yes or anything. He was like, luckily she understood. And she just, like, gave him a slight
nod,
you know? And so he saved her. Well, when and she was little. Like, she, I think she ended up saying she was 5. Well, then when they were leaving, he had her and was, like, waiting for the good. He told her, the good guys are coming and they're going to take you home. And she casually mentions, like, well, I don't think I have a home. Can I just stay with you? And you're just kind of like, oh, she's decided he's good because he got her out of there. Like, that's such a kid thing.
And
such, you know,
a simple way of thinking. Yes. I found somebody good. Can't I just stay here?
Yes. Yeah. And so he was like, somebody better than me is going to come get you. And she was like, but I like you. Like, I'll just stay here. And he was like, in his head, he thought, well, I'm okay with adopting this little girl, but I have to talk to Adeline first. Even though, like, she's not interested. Well, she is. But he was like, I'm melting. This little girl got me.
Aww.
And so it's just so, like, things like that, they are so fucking real. Because, like, I think a little kid would think like that. Well, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't leave me.
Yeah.
And I just, ugh.
Yeah.
But you get deeper into it, and he ends up having, like, you find out that he has built a sanctuary for the people that don't have families. That they can stay there. They can work. They can stay there until they die if they want to. They get schooling. So, like, she did a really good job in making you like this very unlikable person.
Yeah.
Because, like, he is doing the Lord's work protecting these kids, but also being a real weirdo when it comes to her.
Yeah.
So, like, you're torn.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't like that setting, though.
No, it was not fun. The only fun... Oh, and let me tell you about the great-grandma. She ends up solving the murder for her great-grandma. So, how it went down. Great-grandma has a husband, right? I think his name was John. John had a best friend named Frank. Frank was the cop. Grandma also had a stalker. His name was Ronaldo. Her and Ronaldo were falling in love. He would come closer and closer to her. She was... I think it was a forever, and they finally kissed, and she's like, and for some reason I couldn't get it off of my mind. Meanwhile, her husband, John, has been gambling. So he's in, she's like, I'm losing him. And then this guy comes along, you know? And so she is like, but I can't leave him because we have a baby. And so she keeps telling Ronaldo that, like, I can't leave him. I have a baby. But she also keeps saying, like, he's getting really angry. I don't think I can keep him at bay any longer. He's getting really angry. And you don't know what man she's talking about yet, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, then it comes to find out that Ronaldo offered John a job with the mob to help pay off his debts, to keep her in her house, because he loved her. Mm-hmm. When Frank found out, he was like, well, I can't be friends with you. I'm a cop, you know?
Okay, that's their falling out.
That was their falling out. Well, then, you know, John is like, you're going to leave me for him. And she's like, I'm not going to leave you for anybody. You know, like, I can't. And if I left you for anyone, it would be Ronaldo. Well, it turns out that the person yelling, you're going to leave me for him, wasn't John. It was Frank. Frank was obsessed with her. Okay. And did not like that if she wasn't going to be with her husband, she was going to be with another
somebody man. Else.
And ended up killing her.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
I know. I thought the grandma story was super interesting. I'd read that book.
Yeah.
But, so there you go.
Yeah, that's too dark.
Yeah.
I looked it up. It is considered a dark romance. I don't like that. Mm-mm. I'm going to steer clear of those.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan.
That's not fun to me.
What were their ratings?
Good. 5.5.
No way. No way.
5.5. I've never seen one like that, I don't think. That's a
sick puppy.
Yeah.
My personal rating would be a 2.
Don't you want to go to, like, a fun world?
The only reason I'm giving it a 2 is because she does write this really well. Like, you do see it play out in front of you. The problem is that I don't necessarily want that played out in front of me.
No.
At all.
I want to go to a fun world.
And the other reason why I'm giving it a 2 is because, like I said, she makes him likable. And he shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
That's good writing.
So she's good at building characters.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And like the whole grandma story is cool.
Yeah.
And then Sybil has kind of or Sibby or whatever her name is. She kind of has this like interesting backstory. And you're just like,
I just don't want things taken away. That far.
No.
I get the house could have been cool. The setting could have been cool. I kind of wish she kept it by
that. Yeah. I wish she kept it like that. You know, like a haunted vibe. And it ends up being kind of interesting where the house kind of matches her mood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
I like that kind of stuff too.
Yes.
A little witchy, but not too much.
Yes.
Not creepy.
Well, this one wasn't witchy. This one was like every once in a while she'd see like when her great-grandma wanted her to like see something. She would, like, look back at her and, like, walk up the stairs and vanish. And she know that that meant, like, something I need is up there.
That's too far almost.
You know?
I need a little more subtle.
I would have passed the hell out.
Yeah.
But, so that was the surprise book that I read.
Okay. Well, I'll steer clear of dark romances. I don't get that one.
Yeah.
I don't really, like, there's a lot of themes I can kind of get. Oh, I get where people are coming from. It's just not for me.
Right.
Too dark is... Are you sure? Are you sure you should be reading that?
Well, I can't believe it got a 5.5.
Should we be reading that?
I find that alarming.
Or should we maybe not? You know? Like, that can affect people's moods. That's too far.
No, I think the kid stuff is ridiculous. Ugh. And also, the stalker is not for me.
Yeah, that's too... Yeah.
But... I love that you're like, I'm so scared.
I'm so scared.
So that was the book that I read, and I don't remember how it came across my lap. I think that it was... No, that's not true. I do remember. It was in my, if you liked this, you'll like this recommendation.
Yeah.
And I don't read what they're about before I click on them. I'm just like, okay, cool.
I've done that so many times.
And then I got it, and then I was like...
Ooh. What'd I get into?
Well, and, like, it wasn't close.
Yeah, that suggestion. How dare you?
It wasn't close.
They're like, you don't know me at all.
The book that it referenced was The Flock, the Raven Hood series.
Well, that one's dark in a way.
But not like this. Not like
this, yeah.
Yeah. And I wonder if it was because of, like, the mob tie. You know what I mean?
Like, the moodiness, the darkness. You do feel like you're in a darker world, yeah.
But that was the, if you liked, since you read this, we recommend this. I think
bringing the kids into it thing is a little much.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I wish that she had just... I feel like you're
really... That's a small lane of people that are okay with reading about that.
Apparently not. 5 out of 5. So, I wish that she had left the kids out of it. And I think that it would have been strong enough on its own if you made him a badass in a different way.
Yeah.
And, like, kept with the grandma story.
Like a hacker, you know? Of criminals or of just some like sort. Even just maybe a the mob.
Or just go a after cop. The mob. Yeah. Yeah. Or just a simple cop.
We could have just done the mob.
Yeah. That would have been enough.
Yeah. Because we already got with the mob. With
I Archie, think her you know? Thing was, like, she wanted him to bring down the big monsters.
Yeah, but into a romance book that could get sexual, you're bringing in kids?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. That's not... No.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to read that.
Also, the sex is not... Ugh. You know?
One of the best you've ever read.
I would say you better hope that killed me because I'm going to kick your ass.
Why?
I'm not going to say on the podcast.
Okay. Do I want to know?
I'm going to tell you regardless if you want to know or not. But I'm not going to subject our readers to such debauchery.
Yeah. You all have to Google it.
No, don't even Google it.
Don't put that in your Google history.
Don't put it in your Google history. Don't be so intrigued by this that you
There's other romances book. About a million you can read.
Yeah. We've even done a few on here. I'd rather read Ice Planet Barbarians again than this book.
Oh, yeah. Well, I could see that.
If we're being completely honest, I would rather read Ice Planet Barbarians.
Well, it's not super disturbing, Ice Planet Barbarians. I mean, it's not my kind of thing.
It's, but it's, I would just rather, if I had to choose. It doesn't make
me want to throw up, necessarily.
If I had to choose between reading Ice Planet Barbarians 2 and reading this again, I would
read. Well, you got about 20 to choose from.
Yeah, I know.
Ice Planet Barbarians.
I know. I thought about doing Ice Planet Barbarians 2 just to fuck with you, but I couldn't do it.
They pop up on my suggestions now. Oh, like, no. The whole line of moments. No. Like, oh, sweet.
I thought about doing that one just to mess with you. All
the blue men on my suggestions.
Well, those are our books. I liked Surprising Each Other.
Yeah. I like your surprise. It's fun. You really get into the story, and I'm like, what? How dare they? Yeah. But when I'm explaining, I'm like, you know, I can't really remember the name.
You know how people
that be. One.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
But I like doing it. We should do this again next month. Yeah. Surprise each other.
We can do it again.
All right, readers. Well, we'll talk to you later. Follow us on Instagram. Subscribe. Bye.
Bye.